This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And this is Fukushima 107. During the top of the hour news, John Reagan and I were on the on a call with our previous caller, Mike from New York, and he had mentioned that he has been seeing the same kind of things that I mentioned here on USA Prepares Hour Number One, and that is the problems that the dogs are having here at the farm, our dogs. And he mentioned, and he, by the way, he's going to be on with us tomorrow. He's going to call in and share these experiences in detail with Dr. Norman Chealy in our class. That'll be tomorrow during the broadcast. And he said that he's had golden retrievers that have lived a long time, and now it seems that they get sick earlier. A boxer, 1.5 to 2 years old, had some serious problems. And there seems to be a correlation between the RFID chipping, the vaccines, the dog food, the radiation, the chemical spraying, and I believe electromagnetic radiation. I think these things are showing up in animals and plants, trees, and I'm seeing it here on the farm. I'm collecting more dead wood than I've ever collected. Trees are dying and falling over. We're using them as firewood, but why are they dying? And just look around in your neighborhood. Are you seeing the same evidence of trees dying that we're seeing? So I think that we are poisoning the planet. We're sicker than ever. And that's why we're talking about Fukushima, which is releasing poison, deadly poison, into the air, into the water, into the food supply, into the oceans of the entire world. And it's not just Fukushima. It's the atomic testing, the nuclear testing that our country's been involved in, other countries have been involved in. It's absolute insanity. I believe Captain John Reagan agrees with me completely on this point. Captain John?
Yes, and let me just back up a minute why we're here. On December 14th, I had an article I reported on that there was a recently declassified U.S. government report, and this is low-level classification for official use only, from March 18th, 2011, 1 week after the initial event. And in this report, it stated that 100% of spent fuel pool 4, 50% of pool 3, and 25% of pool 2, that radiation had all been released to the atmosphere. And just to point out how bad that is, let me go down to the first article from the vault entitled Fuel, March 2011. There was a report that TEPCO had done saying that it had a total of 1,760 metric tons of fresh and used nuclear fuel on site last year. The reactor 3, which was the MOX mixed fuel reactor with plutonium, had about 90 tons of fuel. The pool above reactor 4, now reactor 4 was shut down at the time, had 135 metric tons. And to put that in perspective, the Three Mile Island event in 79 was about 30 tons, and the Chernobyl reactors had about 180 tons when the accident occurred in 1986. However, oh boy, you think it can't get worse. They had transferred more radioactive spent fuel into the storage pools before the event. So at the time of the earthquake and tsunami, 3,400 tons of fuel in seven spent fuel pools, plus 877 tons of active fuel in the cores of the reactors, totaling 4,277 tons of nuclear fuel at Fukushima, which puts it at about 24 times the amount of fuel that Chernobyl had. So not only, you look at it and think, well, there was three reactors involved, that's three times Chernobyl. No, the amount of fuel involved is 24 times Chernobyl. And we discovered that a bunch of that went into the air, and that's why we're here on the air talking about it.
And I, at the risk of being repetitive, I mentioned many times on this broadcast that I have an article that shows in Parade magazine that shows an eight-legged horse being born downwind from Chernobyl. And I viewed a television report about 10 years after the Three Mile Island nuclear meltdown in Pennsylvania, where every family in this neighborhood had some kind of cancer. And this man showed a dandelion leaf on his front lawn, and he stretched it out on camera, on television. And this dandelion leaf stretched from his fingertips to his shoulder, about 3 feet long. So if you think that these things are imaginary, I've seen them. I've seen the stories. I've read the stories. And that's why I'm so concerned. Bill in New York, you're on with Captain John Reagan and me. Welcome. Bill in New York?
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to share some information. I have a unique situation. I spent 25 years repairing x-ray machines. And 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with CML, which is a leukemia that's very common among people that are exposed to radiation. And the interesting thing that I wanted to share is when I got it 10 years ago, they had just come out with a medication that has kept me alive for 10 years. I've since removed myself from all fields, electromagnetic, x-ray, any kind of field. But what I find interesting that I want to share with you guys is that about 4 years ago, I started noticing that there's about seven or eight drugs that they've come out with for leukemia. And I stopped and I thought, why would they do that? The percentage of people 10 years ago that had leukemia in the country had to be less than 1%. And I thought, why would they spend all this money researching? And then you guys have kind of filled in some of the gaps. And I feel like maybe they know that the radiation levels are wicked high and that, boy, leukemia medication is going to be a lucrative business in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Very, very interesting point. And that's one of the things that happens here at USA Prepares. We are connecting the dots. And what you said, Bill, is absolutely brilliant. Talking about the number of leukemia drugs that are appearing. I remember when I was in elementary school, there was one person who died of leukemia in eighth grade. And it was an absolute shock to the whole area. You know, those, and because it was so rare, and how could this young person get it and die from it? I mean, and now there's plenty of leukemia to go around. May I ask a favor of you? Would you mind, would you mind calling in tomorrow? And Dr. Norman Chiuli is going to be on, and I think that this is something that, would be, very important to share with our broadcast classroom with Dr. Norman Shealy and you, because he is he's expert in electromagnetic radiation, electric fields, and he experiments with it a lot and has been for years. Would you mind doing that?
No, not at all, because that's actually, I was a biomedical engineer to start with, and since I've gotten my leukemia, I've done a tremendous amount of research on electromagnetic fields, their toxicity, and the other side of it, electromagnetic medicine, where they use the frequencies, the more harmonious frequencies. And that's the irony of all this stuff, is that there's frequencies out there that are killing us, but there's other frequencies that we could produce our technologies with that could be harmonious to the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and ourselves. And yes, I would love to share that. You know, it's been a struggle for me for 10 years. They pronounced me dead 4 or 5 times. You know, I am alive, and I'm going to say part of it's due to modern medicine, but the other part is I do a tremendous amount of alternative treatment. I've been to some of the Mexican cancer treatment centers where they're doing bioimmune therapies, and they're decades, if not centuries, ahead of us because they're not limited by the FDA. And I'm a thriving person at this point, but it's been a struggle, and I'm telling your listening audience, they do not want to have leukemia. They are painful. And they're it's almost like dying from torture. It's a slow, painful death. And I don't want to describe it on the radio, but anyways, I'd be glad to call in tomorrow. Do you have a time you would suggest? Or?
Yeah, why don't you call in at the bottom of the first hour? So you're in Eastern time. Why don't you call in around 10:30 your time?
Okay, certainly will. I'd love to. Anything I can do to share.
And that number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And, Bill, would you mind providing your telephone number when we take you off the air to our engineer? And I'd like to call you after this broadcast. You have a wealth of information. I think we should schedule some time for you to be on the air to talk about this in addition to tomorrow.
Absolutely. I certainly will. I appreciate the hard work you guys do, and keep it up, because there's not many people out there stating what's really going on, and it's scary at some level, at many levels.
I'm speechless. I'm absolutely speechless. You know, John Reagan, I've heard his voice at times with a tear in his eye, and that's where I am right now. Bill, please give your full name and your telephone number to our engineer during this commercial break. Thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Have you ever wondered what rich people know that you don't? Because people who are earning 10 times more than you are not 10 times smarter than you. But they do have a secret. They know something you don't. And that something is what I'd like to share. Because I started out like you, buying dozens of money-making programs, 99% turning out to be nothing but mumbo-jumbo. But eventually, I discovered a secret. Earning over $284,000 in a single year. And this is why I have a confession to make. Because most people think my success came from luck or hard work, unfortunately, neither is true. Because I didn't start making more until I started doing less. Less physical work and more mental work. This is because I owe all my success to one thing, and I'd like to share it with you in a new free book. All you have to do to get a copy is go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com. Obviously, this offer is limited, so please go now to realcashsecrets.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, class, it's not just John Reagan and me. There are a whole bunch of people, it seems, that are experiencing the same kinds of things that we are. And we're here connecting the dots with Fukushima 107. John, please continue.
Well, let's make the side trip to St. Louis. We had, before we do that, let me just say that original article from the 14th of December, there's a link in there to the government website where you can get the PDF. It's a series of weekly reports. I believe it goes through April of 2011. And the part about the releasing of the spent fuel pools to the atmosphere, it's like in the first two or three pages. But when you go through the rest of the report, it talks about where Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were briefed on this. So they can't deny that they didn't know, because they did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, St. Louis. There was a new study that was published late last month. It's a peer-reviewed study in the Journal of Environmental Radioactivity. showing strong evidence that radon gas and water coming from the Westlake landfill are responsible for the anomalous levels of a lead isotope that is created by radioactive decay, specifically from radon. And these are at very high levels. And a 2013 report from Westlake also had the largest estimated amount of thorium-230, which is a long-lived radiotoxic element, at levels more than any other nuclear weapon storage or disposal site in the U.S., and this is in the middle of a residential area just to the northwest of the St. Louis airport. And shortly after that article was published, there's a piece written by Claire Burnish, "The Looming Environmental Disaster in Missouri That Nobody Is Talking About." Of course, we've been talking about it. And this one has been picked up by a number of web sources now. And it goes in and does talk about the study that that I just discussed. And if you go down a little past halfway, it starts talking about the fire and the speed of the fire. And as of May 2013, Republic estimated the fire to be only 1,200 feet from the radioactive waste. The Missouri Attorney General, Coster, that same month said it was just 1,000 feet. So there's been a discrepancy, but all that means is a small difference in time. The EPA found evidence that waste extended 100 feet into the landfill, which could reduce the distance to as little as 900 feet. In June of 2013, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources commissioned a report where they found the fire had slowed from a rate of 3 feet per day to around 1 or 2 feet per day. Then in March 2014, a spokesperson for Republic said that the rate had slowed to just 6 inches per month. But wait, there's more, and we'll get into that after the break.
Captain John Reagan, I'll return after these commercial announcements.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and John... If a person had $150.93, he or she could buy extension cords at the Chinese factory outlet for $16.77 a piece. You get nine of them for $150.93, and if you plug them in end to end to end to end, that would stretch out about 900 feet. That's the distance we're talking about. If you wanted to know how long 900 feet is, that's about the length of a city block in Manhattan. So six city blocks, end, in Manhattan would be about a mile. We're talking about 900 feet. The fire that's raging underground is 900 feet from a nuclear dump site in Missouri, near St. Louis, that was created as a result of the atomic weapons that were unleashed by the United States on Nagasaki and Hiroshima in 1945. We did it. And we created nuclear waste, so we unleashed it on Japan and ourselves right here in Missouri. And this was a big secret, and we are now exposing that this landfill is on fire adjacent to a nuclear waste dump right outside the city of St. Louis. Now, would you trust, if you lived in St. Louis, would you trust your government to tell you the truth? Because they haven't told the truth for over half a century. What do you think, John?
And let me just say how much, let's put that into sports terms. You know, 300 feet, 100 yards, that's the length of the football field, not including the end zones. So you're talking about three football field lengths without the end zones is the distance from where the fire is to where the nuclear waste is.
And John, let's put it in sports terms like this. Let's say you wanted to walk from your seat in the stadium to your car in the parking lot. That's probably what we're talking about.
That's probably even further than what we have.
This is a catastrophe. And we did it. We did it to ourselves through secrecy and non-disclosure. And why are we not releasing this? Well, it'd be about commerce, right? It'd be about protecting the tax base. It would be about revenue, tax revenue. That's what this is all about. And let's see. Where does Budweiser come from? Is that St. Louis? Where does the water come from that is used in making Budweiser beer? Where does it come from? Is anybody concerned? Now, I have a feeling that if we all stopped drinking Budweiser, those of us who do, the impact might be significant enough to cause alarm at the revenue level to do the right thing about this fire. Get the right scientists in there to prevent this from being a worse catastrophe. So who would want to drink radioactive beer? I'm not saying it is. I'm saying who would want to. Is there a possibility that the beer could be contaminated? I would think so. That might land me in court, what I just said. Let's bring it up.
I think given what we know now, I think we'd have to consider any food source, including organically grown on your own property, probably has some level of contamination from Fukushima.
Right. Right. I totally agree.
Now, before the break, I was talking about, this paragraph starts out, however, Sperling's report, and that report's a hyperlink to the Missouri Attorney General's website, claimed drastically accelerated figures, saying that the fire had spread north into the neck area of the site, and while the reaction in the south area sped along at 150 to 300 feet per month, or 5 to 10 feet per day. If it were to advance in the north at a similar rate, high temperatures could conceivably reach the radioactive waste area in 3 to 6 months, and that report came out in September. So if that report is correct, and you know, it's hard to see exactly where the fire is underground. That means that any time from now through the end of March, that fire could reach the radiation. And even if it doesn't in that time frame, it's still heading that direction, and it's only a matter of time. And I pulled up another article. I'll get this on the link for next week on uranium tailings. Basically, what we're talking about is the byproduct of uranium mining, and this is the radioactive junk that's left over. Uranium tailings contain over a dozen radioactive nucleides, the most important of these being thorium-230, radium-226, radon-222, otherwise known as radon gas, and isotopes of radon decay, including polonium-210. And I just might want to remind people, polonium is very toxic material that some nation states have used to assassinate people with. So it's really wonderful stuff we have right there in the middle of neighborhoods. And basically, it's a matter of time. When the fire hits that radiation, you know, whether it takes 3 months or whether it takes 3 years, if you have the same exclusion zone around that you have around other nuclear disasters, that would mean closing the St. Louis airport, closing I-70. I'm sure there's rail lines through there. There's, I think Boeing owns it now. What used to be the McDonnell Douglas fighter plant when I was at Scott Air Force Base is located right close by there at the St. Louis airport. You've got the Missouri River just before it reaches the Mississippi that would be in that exclusion area. So it is not an insignificant, you know, piece of real estate. Now, if you look at Fukushima, where it's located, it's on the coast, which, you know, in retrospect seems a little stupid. And it's, I guess you'd say anywhere in Japan has a pretty high population density, but not like Tokyo, which is really high population. And the exclusion zone around that is not in the middle of things. Here you're talking about St. Louis, the gateway to the West, the middle of the country. And, you know, it's just ugly. One of those things that the government has known about for years. They've managed to generate, you know, tons and tons of reports, but not get anything done to actually alleviate the situation. Vincent?
You know, as we were talking about this, I'm wondering about you know, where the water comes from for a lot of our food supply. You know, all the major brands. You know, how many of them use municipal water supply? The municipal water supply for their food production, and that's a real big concern. So, I don't know how to answer that question, John. I was on the phone yesterday. We were talking about food with one of our instructors, and I was mentioning that, yeah, there doesn't seem to be much of a choice. We're going to have to grow our own. But okay, but what about, you know, what's coming out of the sky this spring? Well, we're going to have to grow it inside, which means, you know, LED lights or skylights or greenhouses or high hoops for plastic-covered high hoops for growing outside in raised bed gardens. That's what we're talking about. And I've talked to some people who, you know, don't want to come out on the other side. Okay, they just, you know, if it's this bad, just give up. I'm not in that camp. I'm not saying that's our instructors. I'm just saying I've talked to people who just don't want to deal with it. Well, I do want to deal with it, and I do want to come out on the other side. And I'll tell you what, though. It's going to be a rough ride. And those of us who do come out on the other side, heaven help those guys who caused the problem if we see them on the other side. They won't be welcome in many places. So, class, it's incumbent upon you to build your village. It's a tough road to hoe. And that's what I'm trying to do here in our little village. I'm trying to build a village with those who have skills. I'm not talking about freeloaders. I'm talking about people who can contribute to our survival of our village. And if you're an expert in setting up a foundation or a trust, we'd love to hear about that too. I mean, that's just one little threat that we want to deal with. So we want to teach people how to set up a foundation, a trust, and build a school. And one school here, one school there, so schools all over the country in your village. And I'm not talking about a public school. I'm talking about people who actually really want to educate our young in our village. And we can do it privately. And it doesn't even have to cost anything. We can volunteer our time. That's what I tried to do in our little village here in Missouri. And I met with the county commissioners, and they laughed at me. We'll do it without them. We don't need them. Captain John Reagan and I will be right back. What's coming up next, John?
We'll get back to talking about what's up at Fukushima now.
Okay. I can't wait. Captain John Reagan is going to wipe that smile right off your face. I've seen him do it many times in person. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
$58 billion. That's how much unclaimed money is waiting for rightful owners. And the government admits 1 in 10 people are owed this money. But where does the cash come from? Answer, over 13 places. One of them is every time someone dies without a will. And studies show over 50% of Americans don't have a will. Is it any wonder unclaimed money has become the number one source of revenue for most state governments? Second only to taxes. The largest recipient of unclaimed money received $32.8 million. The cash was proceeds from the sale of nearly 1.3 million shares of stock. But what about you? How do you find out how much unclaimed money you might be owed? That's easy, thanks to a new free report from RealCashSecrets.com. It will show you everything. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer will be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Attention veterans who served in the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines. Did you know each year over $1 billion in veteran benefits go unclaimed? That's almost $3 million a day veterans are missing out on. If you are a veteran, then you need to find out what you might be losing because your taxes funded your benefits. Benefits you might be missing out on because laws have changed. One veteran was awarded almost $500,000 in back pay and benefits and previously being denied 9 years earlier. Why? Because laws changed and he took the time to find out he qualified. If you are a veteran, you need to find out the benefits you might be owed. And thanks to a new free report, you can. Just visit realcashsecrets.com. But please, hurry and do it today because some benefits are not retroactive. Remember, the report is free. Just visit realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Fukushima, John, Fukushima update.
Well, the radiation-contaminated water at Fukushima continues to increase, especially in the Reactor 1 building. TEPCO is trying to stop that. We've got reports of baby whales dying along the West Coast from unknown cause. At least the governments are doing tissue testing, whether or not they release that to us. we'll see. We've got an article where, and unfortunately my Japanese isn't good, it's the 10th largest city in Japan. It's 25 miles south of the reactors. And in the vacuum cleaner dust accumulated from this September, 5,600 becquerels per kilogram of cesium-134-137. So in a 2.2-pound amount of vacuum cleaner dust, you get 5,600 counts per minute, or 5,600 counts per second, I'm sorry, of cesium. And this article also has a link where in Tokyo, which is further away, they're getting 32 becquerels per kilogram, which is still a pretty good amount. We're also seeing suicides rise among the Fukushima disaster evacuees for a variety of reasons, some for health reasons, some for economic reasons. So the toll for the disaster continues to rise for more than just the radiological reasons. And I've got a couple of links on dosages. Don't think we have really a good amount of time to get into that. And I've got the latest on the USS Reagan, which has become very pushed down in the news. And I've got several more links from earlier on and that describes what some of our young men and women went through on the Reagan. A whole bunch of health problems are attributed to this, including cancer, tumors, brain defects, birth defects, early death, and a bunch of undiagnosed conditions. There's been several die, and of course they're not getting a whole lot of help from the government, and unfortunately saying they're not getting a whole lot of help from the mainstream media as well. Vincent?
So, John, as I remember it, Fukushima had been, the reactors had started to melt down already. We sent the USS Ronald Reagan right outside of the disaster area as if we were going to do something. And I was thinking as this was happening, have we lost our minds? So we're going to send our young men, women, and warship over there to do what? And I guess it was for, we were going to provide disaster assistance. Is that correct?
Yes, that's part of it. And we also were going to provide some barges with fresh water to use on the reactors and the pools for the spent fuel. And I think they managed to get one in there, and then they started using salt water on all of that. So in addition to the Bigner effect, you've got the corrosion of the salt water. So it's a double whammy for all the equipment over there.
Very quickly, John Reagan, in your research, do you see any solution to the continuing contamination, or do you think this is going to continue for a while?
The quote is, the science and technology has not been invented yet.
Wow. Okay, class, this was today's broadcast was 2 hours, 106 and 107 in Fukushima. And it's really expanded to radiation and toxicity. And we'll have more. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.